From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of his country from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, President Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner said that Assad has to know there is no military solution to the Syrian civil war.
All we're looking at, if the Syrian regime continues the fighting, is more bloodshed, more hardship, and frankly, a greater hardening of positions on either side.
Assad's statement fuels doubts about his government and its allies' commitment to end the five-year-old conflict. U.S. officials, meanwhile, laid out the mechanics of a new multinational plan designed to provide Syrians with relief from military strikes. The plan, crafted by the International Syria Support Group, calls for a cessation of hostilities. The Syrian opposition requested that the pause in military action be labeled a cessation as opposed to a ceasefire, said Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday. A senior State Department official said the Syrian opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which the political objectives that underlie that conflict have been abandoned or resolved, a situation that has not occurred in Syria. The cessation would not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State or the al-Nusra Front. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.